top of mind. The MSCI consultation proposing to remove Strategy and Metaplanet from its global investable market indexes is the highest impact structural story for Bitcoin positioning right now. If adopted at the November 2026 review, JP Morgan estimated $2.8 billion in forced passive outflows from Strategy alone. MSCI is gathering feedback through September 30, decision expected October 16, the window is narrow. Simultaneously, the Clarity Act's September 15 cloture vote and the SEC's cancelled Friday crypto rulemaking meeting leave both legislative and regulatory paths stalled, removing near-term positive catalysts. Against that backdrop, BTC sits near $62,800, $63,400, failing to hold 63K support as Binance open interest correlation signals a long liquidation flush in progress. Market structure, BTC at $62,800, $63,400, below its 50-day SMA, near August lows. Rekt Capital flags 63,220 ELAs as the critical weekly close. A miss sets up a breakdown towards 61K, where Glassnode's Schultzer Kraft maps a large long liquidation cluster. Binance OI correlation at 0.25 confirms longs are being flushed per crypto quant. Spot Bitcoin ETFs bled 475 meter Thursday-Friday after a 999 meters inflow streak, July 14, 22, Farside Bitcoin Mag. Morgan Stanley 13F showed a 4.5% share count reduction in IBIT to 16.5 million shares. JP Morgan raised IBIT to 10.4 mil. Abu Dhabi's Mubadala, 490 mil and ADEC 273 mil held positions flat. Harvard stopped selling after two down quarters, holds 101 mil to IBIT. USDT market cap contracted 4 billion over 60 days, one of the sharpest drawdowns on record. CryptoQuant characterizes it as a sign sell pressure is closer to exhaustion than acceleration, but explicitly flags this as characterization, not a directional call. Perpetual funding near Pulse 4.5% annualized, half the long-run average. Put, call ERV, skew at Pulse 111.4 peak R, 83rd percentile. Vanek reads this as fear, not capitulation, and says a true bottom requires skew 15 pp or negative funding. Neither has arrived. Policy and institutions. MSCI consultation proposes a non-operating company screen that would delete Strategy, 23.9B float adjusted, and Metaplanet from ACWI IMI at November 2026 review if financials are unchanged. Strategy says it doesn't need MSCI. Consultation closes September 30. Results OSID 16, risk is real but not yet locked in. World Liberty Financial, Trump family, received OCC preliminary conditional approval for a national trust bank charter to issue, redeem and custody USD1 stablecoin. 4B market cap, currently custodied at BitGo. Trust banks cannot take deposits or loans. 20 mantle capital minimum required. Conflicts of interest objections dismissed by OCC as outside its scope. Circle received a similar OCC charter earlier, single-sourced via Decrypt FT paywalled. Clarity Act cloture vote set for September 15, needs 60 Senate votes. Prediction markets price 2026 passage at AXA 20%. SEC cancelled Friday's open meeting on crypto token offering rules, citing a scheduling conflict with no replacement date. Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser publicly endorsed a good bill while flagging stablecoin yield concerns. White House to host crypto executives Wednesday with Trump and CFTC, Chair Selig expected, per the Block 2 sources. CFTC Innovation Advisory Committee holds inaugural session Thursday. Baltimore sued Kalshi and Polymarket over sports event contracts Thursday, naming Coinbase, Robinhood and Webull as co-defendants. Network and industry. Public miner hash rate fell 13.4% Q4 2025 to Q2 2026 per Bloxbridge. Xbitdir, it dropped 21.2%. Fee revenue at 0.69% of miner income, near 10-year lows. Average BTC production cost 78,254s, check and chain, versus spot 63K. Most public miners are underwater on mining economics. Core Scientific and Terra Wolf now generate majority revenue from AI colocation. Anthropic reportedly signed a 9 billion dollars, 20-year, 191 MW compute deal with Riot Platforms, Bloomberg, single-sourced, unconfirmed by Anthropic. Hut 8 signed a second 15-year, 352-MW lease at Beacon Point, Texas. Benchmark raised PT to $195. Hyperscale Data sold 685 BTC, 43 Madris, to fund its Michigan data center. Cold Card Breach, Galaxy's high-confidence minimum, now 1,730 BTC, 108 men. TRM Labs independently estimates Yekylate 116 BTC across 5,200-plus addresses. CryptoQuant takes stricter approach at 1,432 BTC confirmed. New attack activity appears to have stopped after Augur. 6. Bitcoin Red Team reports 85 critical and 635 high-severity findings across 390 open-source projects using AI-assisted scanning. Luke Dashger removed as BIP editor after dispute over BIP 110, data embedding restriction proposal. Developer Mark Erhardt opened the pull request. John Attack merged it. Dashger called it abuse of power by Core. Separately, Optech number 418 describes a new lightning channel jamming mitigation via conditional message transfer contracts, withhold fees, macro linkages, Fed held rates at 3.75%, July FOMC, three members preferred a hike. Chairwash declined to call it a pause. July CPI plus 0.1%, MoM plus 3.4% YOY, in line, PPI plus 0.2%, MoM plus 4.7% YOY, below 4.9% forecast. September hike odds sit at 35% per CME FedWatch. BTC failed to rally on soft inflation. QCP Capital flags this decoupling as increasingly important. US-Iran strikes and Strait of Hormuz uncertainty pushed WTI near 79 barrel, plaprene at 15% over five sessions, reviving inflation concerns that capped the rate cut narrative and drove BTC's AOG. One drop below 63K, alongside the Nikkei falling 4%. Gold at 4,385, 4,435, OZ, 9-week highs. GLD pulled 637 MIAs in single-day inflows versus Bitcoin ETFs, 244 MENAs on EGMU up 5. Harvard's endowment now holds more gold, 171 MEAD, than IBIT, 100 MENIMEDA, a concrete institutional rotation signal. Standouts, Tether completed its first full KPMG audit. Unqualified opinion on Tether International's 2025 financials. Statements not publicly released as Tether is a private company. Legitimacy risk reduced. Transparency gap remains. Wintermute USA registered as a broker-dealer, targeting Bitcoin ETF market making, and plans to rival Jane Street and Citadel Securities within 3 to 5 years. Directly expands institutional liquidity infrastructure. Strategy CEO Fong Le confirmed BTC accumulation will resume in 2026. Company has sold $7,000 BTC this year versus buying $175,000, net buyer, but never sell brand now permanently compromised. France's DGFiP tax breach exposed 628K records, including 386 people reporting one le mars income. Chainalysis counts 30 violent crypto attacks in France in H1 2026 alone. Wrench attack risk elevated for European holders. CBA filed for SEC approval of 3x leveraged Bitcoin and Ether ETFs via futures would be the first such products in the US, further expanding the leverage product toolkit for tactical traders.